I had a call.
Okay. And now there is a letter from Mr. Bertrand. I trust you have read the letter from Bertrand Girard regarding public safety on multi-use pathways. And there's a picture on your agenda as well, and what he means by that. So I would ask Mr. Weir to comment on that, and then I'll ask for your input from the members of the committee. Mr. Weir.
Well, thank you, Chair Westbrook. Well, the first problem is that we can't get traffic working paid, so we wouldn't be painting the trails anyway. And actually, our transportation and cycling consultant, Richard DeDuel, has recommended against specific markings on the trailways. He says that they're not really wide enough to have be bi-directional like that, and he prefers that through education and other means that people just are courteous and use the trails together, pass together. And really, in as one of the council's priorities, efficient delivery of services, we're not always looking for more things to paint. We're kind of looking for less things to paint. So we would, if it came to us, we would be recommending against it.
Thank you. Any from the committee about this? All right. So at this point, since you get no paint anyway, I ride my bike on these paths all the time. I golf at Eagle Crest. I leave my golf clubs at Eagle Crest in the locker. And so I ride my bike the complete length of the school-to-school pathway. And what I have found was when people are walking and I have a very loud bell on my bike, they got something in their ears, they're listening to something else, or they're not paying attention, and I have to be very loud and coming through. So, you know, people need to pay attention, and I don't think putting lines on the road will change that. So it's a matter of time for people to get used to it. I mean, these trails are getting used more and more, I'm very happy to say. Lots of people on bicycles, but also scooters, and walking. In my opinion, when we built these, we never anticipated the volume of traffic by bicycles and pedestrians on these areas. So it's a success that we have put these in place. Any other comments that might add to the safety or convenience of these paths? Michael?
Through the chair. I think to your point, I think more markings starts giving ownership and people stop sharing. But I think maybe a bit of a campaign in the local media is to let people know what the common courtesies are when sharing the pathways. And I think that would go a long way instead of it being mandated per se. So education, 85% compliance is a good number to hit for. Perhaps that might be a way of trying to alleviate some of the concerns.
Okay. Well, can we put something in our monthly newspaper that we put out in the CTV News about this?
Yes, this is John Tiny.
John Tiny?
Bernie handles it.
Okay. Bernie, you heard. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. And Laurie, I did mention during the council meeting your concern about drop-off at KSS.
Mm-hmm.
And parking, and we all agree that that's something we need to do. And now that we've got the crosswalks at Hemsworth and the by the Shady almost completed, Bob, what are the chances of us tackling that little project?
I think it would probably be best added to the list of things we would do with the H-Friendly Transportation update, which will be happening. Well, it's supposed to happen last fall, but
yeah,
we didn't get to it.
Spring.
Yeah, this spring, and then it can become a project identified for council.
Thank you. So, Laurie, we haven't forgotten.
Okay, thank you.
I did bring it up, and Mr. Weir is looking at how we can plug it into the operations program.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome. And then you see from the regular council meeting of all the appointments that the council made to this committee, and I don't think we'll be able to discuss that. So, new business, Mr. Weir, anything else other than what you've already stated?
I guess the only sort of project update would be that the flashing lights have arrived for the two crossings. They just came in this afternoon, so the contractor has been alerted to their presence, and he will mount them on poles and get them up. So we should see that in the next couple of months.
I think, personally, when I drive into town, coming from Old Highway, into that area by Empress, you automatically slow down because there's something there in the middle, and it kind of narrows the road a bit with some lines and stuff. So I've heard from the people who live in that vicinity that they really appreciate this crosswalk and looking forward to the light. But already they've noticed how courteous most traffic is to the pedestrians that are crossing. So it was a very good thing, Mr. Beerman. Thank you for the design and for the implementation of it. Any other comments or thoughts to Mr. Beer on his, on anything else that he's worked with?
Okay. Thank you.
Now, round table. I'll start with you, Bill.
I have nothing to come from Eagle Crest. I haven't had any requests from the other counselors to put anything on the table today.
Thank you, Bill. Michael?
Just a couple of things for everyone. Reminders, we do have kids playing signs available for residents. This is available through the Community Safety Office at Town Hall here. We also have received some more literature. So we have emergency preparedness workbooks that are available from that office, as well as two more publications that just came in, FireSmart's DC Landscaping Guide, which is really an excellent handbook for those that may not be familiar with it. And there's another FireSmart one here as well, FireSmart Begins at Home Manual. So those are available through the Oceanside Community Safety Office in Town Hall, right across from Council Chamber. We're open to the public from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and most of this literature is actually outside of the office if there's no volunteers there. So we invite people to take advantage of these free things that we have available. And speaking of walking, we also have some reflectors. And may I say these are exotic ones. They come from Australia. Just saying. So, again, oh, and by the way, all of it is free. So by all means, fill your boots, give them to your neighbors, share the wealth.
Thank you, Michael. So, very, very nice. Did you bring this over from Australia?
I did, yes.
Very good.
Thank you for the cigar.
Yeah. Good. Leonard?
Nothing in particular from the safety emergency group. We are just in the process of getting back to face-to-face practice sessions, but other than that, we've been carrying on Zoom and just about to return to face-to-face practice sessions. Over.
Yep, very good. Well, you're welcome here at the next meeting, Leonard. We've got room for you. Shane, first, Sergeant.
Everybody, I just comment on what Mike had to say earlier that you know, if people do have concerns about speeding or other motor vehicle act safety issues in their neighborhood or community, that they need to report it to us if they want some enforcement action taken, because you know, we know as everybody else does, sort of the high target areas where we do have where we do take enforcement. You know, the major highways, major thoroughways around Oceanside, in particular in the town, but these sort of small neighborhood ones where there are issues and people do would like some enforcement, they need to reach out to us. So either we can go do take some enforcement, or we can ask Mike's group to go out and do some assessment for us to determine whether there is a problem or not. So just in terms of the traffic safety side, that's all I have to say.
I'd like to thank you for those comments and invitation, because that has been expressed by several of our people that have, you know, the daycare, the little ones, and some of the parents near Christleton Park. So, you know, sometimes people just don't write, they just kind of talk. So I think what I'm hearing you say is encouraging to contact you. Thank you.
Sandra,
you
have the floor.
Nothing from Access Oceanside. We're all still hiding out. But I had my fourth dose, so I'm feeling in another week I'll be safer to go out.
Nice to see you again on this format, Sandra.
Thank you.
Carol, you have the last word.
Yes, and I just wanted to ask, the recording, Bernadette, did that start at 2:20? I just got a notice on the screen, or did it start at 2 o'clock?
Yes, it did. Unfortunately, I forgot to unpause the recording.
So it didn't start till 2:20?
Yes. When have you heard it?
Right. Okay, thank you. The thing that I would like to bring up, several people in our area have been concerned and very concerned about the insurance coverage related to cell tower emanation of EMF. And I've written a letter to the mayor and council and pointing out that even Lloyd's of London and other insurers do not cover the harmful effects of EMF. And these people have even asked for the name of the insurance company, and Heather was very kind to send that. I don't have it right in front of me, also stating that if anything like that comes in, it should be addressed to the staff. And I think the concern that has been coming back is how do we know that the company, I think it's through the municipality, does cover the insurance and to what degree? So that's something I felt that I really want to be on record because people have brought this question to us. And the other last part is I'd like to say that in looking up the information of the cell towers that were the municipalities chose not to give concurrence, there were several in Quebec, but especially in BC, there was North Powhatan, Prince Rupert, Cranbrook, Sauk, Whistler, Langley, Coombs, and Salt Spring, and several in Alberta and Newfoundland. So just to know that it's not always accepted in every community. And one last item I just got in from the speaker that I asked to join us. He just got this in that from Austria, and it represents thousands of doctors and this organization. I've sent it to you, Tuna, if you're familiar with it. And it shows about the voltage and the effect on the brain, how the wireless radiation creates chaos in the brain. So I'm just saying, in conclusion, I really feel from things that I'm hearing, people feel they have not been educated. And I'm wondering if there's some sort of way that we can have a meeting for the public by way of one of the rooms, let's say, one of the rooms at the Qualicum Beach Civic Center, because people are concerned. Think of asbestos and cigarettes and thiolamide, things that were all supposed to be okay, and look what happens years later. There's a lot of information starting to come in. I have a report from 20,000 doctors that are against EMF radiation and its harmful effects. So I'd ask, Chair Tunis, what can be done, do you think, to keep us more informed?
Thank you, Carol. I will mention this to council at our next week's council meeting, that you have a request to provide a room where people could come to listen to experts on this particular issue.
Thank you. The education, I think, is important. What we have learned through Canadians for Safe Technology, some 20,000 strong across Canada, that there are, you know, various topics I won't go into, just to say that we should be aware of, and I would appreciate whatever you can do to help us in that regard.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Lori,
are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Sorry, I don't have my camera. I had my other computer's not working today. Things at Qualicum Secondary are fine. We don't have anything to report. The one thing I might do, we do have a police liaison, and I'll speak to her, but it is spring, and we have new drivers, and they love to go out of our parking lot with more than one passenger, and we tell them all the time that maybe some gentle reminders around the community for our new drivers might be helpful.
Great. Lori, I also want to pass on behalf of the town, our appreciation for having, I think, about 70 students help pick up litter on the Tidy Town event. It was awesome. I was cleaning up areas with a steep hill behind the old fire hall.
Yeah.
I saw these students coming and said, that's your territory.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, we have lots of socially conscious kids, and we still have lots of litter, so I'm glad that some of them are helping out, and if you have more events where you need help, just let us know.
Great, Dallas. It's really a pleasure to see them and do it with enthusiasm.
Great. Great to hear.
Yeah. Okay, so that concludes the
Michael. Through the chair, may I just add a bouquet, please?
Yes.
So I was in the office last week, and I want to hats off to Heather Svensson of the center here, because we had a gentleman who was in a bit of distress. He was homeless. He was basically at wit's end, and I want to compliment the professionalism and empathy that was shown for this individual who basically felt a lot better after the interaction. And I think it should be acknowledged that how well staff here actually react to situations in the community and are able to make such a positive influence. So I just like to have it recorded that I witnessed it, and it was awesome to see. And again, hats off. Let's give some bouquets once in a while.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Well done.
Okay. On that very positive note, I just need a motion to adjourn. Carol?
I need a motion.
Seconded. Michael? All in favor? Opposed? If any, carried.